The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
You're not going to be alone.
I'm going to have a 60-plus-year-old former cop who's recently been shot in the head and had to retire from the force.
Yes, there are significant risks, but everything will be done to ensure success.
You want me to do what?
Your job, Jim.
We need to see what they're up to and try to recover Lynn.
Wait, you're not calling me just to tell me that you're going to Baltimore. You're calling me to tell me that Kate is going.
You're sitting this one out.
I just got off the phone with your dad. Told him about the mission and that we are going on.
I was going to do that.
I thought it'd be easier. Well, easier than watching two bulls lock horns.
I'll place all of your gear in a duffel bag and we'll have it ready for your departure.
Why do I feel like I just enlisted?
So how did it go with Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, interesting. I didn't expect the uniforms, but some of the toys look nice.
So, what have you learned so far?
I've learned that we'll have to totally rethink our situation. Our Bat Recon team is reporting that the Rage Cruiser joined their Bat at the prison, and it then departed Latumis for parts unknown.
And now, episode 80, Return to Baltimore. They're gone? Couldn't your people track him?
The Bat was being resupplied. Their cruiser departed in the direction of their old headquarters. The recon team decided to finish resupplying, then orbit into their location.
Let me guess. When they got there, the cruiser was history.
Scans of the prison showed no life signatures. Whoever was there, well, they're gone now. And yes, when they arrived at the old Rage headquarters, it was also clear.
My guess is they're headed for that new mine they opened to power the plasma ray.
Oh, that would be my guess, too.
It's a scenario we will have to investigate. Bottom line is that we're moving your departure up, and you'll be leaving right away. I'll inform Wilson to stow your gear on the Baltimore step.
Has our team been assembled yet?
You'll probably dock with the BSS shortly after our transmission reaches Baltimore. I'm sure they're in the process of assembling a team. You'll just have to contact them once you're aboard the space station.
Oh, I'd love to get Major Witt and his team back.
As I understand it, the Major is on another assignment for the Federation. There is a possibility that some of his team would be available.
It would be great to get them, since they have experience against Wi-Fi.
All of that will be worked out once your feet are on the ground. I'll be sure to include your request in our transmission. Now, I suggest you both put on your Class B uniforms. You'll be on the IDF clock when you arrive, so it will be good to look the part.
Class B? You mean these Star Trek-looking tunics and pants?
That would be them.
Not exactly a flattering cut.
Hey, just be happy they're blue and not red.
So, here we were again, headed back into the abyss of space, just when I thought things were getting back to normal. Jim was to open his private detective agency, Dad was back at Hawk's Nest to retire, Nelson was back at our old section, and I just met with my new boss and was looking forward to some Homeland Security work. Instead, I'm after Rage again. Jim couldn't be happier. He gets to live out his childhood fantasy playing space cowboy instead of cosplaying one. We got suited up, went through the routine safety briefing, and departed for Baltimore. The 18-hour trip with Jim was, well, a trip. He kept trying to turn off the artificial gravity rotation so he could fly. I caught up on some reading and sleep. I was never so happy to see the BSS.
Rochester, Baltimore Guidance, do you copy?
Guidance, this is Rochester. Got you loud and clear, how you me?
You are loud and clear. Stand by for docking sequence.
We are suited up and strapped in. Standing by.
RCS initial thrusters. 5 second burn in 3, 2, 1. Burn confirmed.
Yeah, finally, 0G. You probably gotta love this, Kate.
Why is that, Jim?
Well, because you don't weigh anything.
Very funny, Barnes.
Station Rochester is at 105 meters, 6.1 per second closure rate.
Telemetry good. ROC good. Go for RCS burn.
In 3, 2, 1. Station Station. Burn complete. Radar closure now 3.2 meters per second. You have control.
Copy. We have control. ROC 3.2 MPS. Final RPS burn 1.5 seconds. In 3, 2, 1. Good burn. Telemetry on target. Stand by for STIP capture. Capture confirmed. Locked. Sealed test in progress. Rochester, we have a green light. Go for hatch opening.
Go for opening. Welcome aboard the BSS, Agent Barnes. Good to see you.
Vlad, good to be here.
Vlad, nice to see you again.
Agents Hawk and Barnes, you two are a natural team.
Hello, George. What makes you say that?
A hawk goes with a barn.
Oh, no. Somebody's been trying to program you again.
Negative, Agent Barnes. This is all part of my cognizant development program. I am working on my comedic skills to help relieve crew stress.
I keep working, buddy.
Well, well, look who just can't stay away. Is it the view or the good cooking?
Hello again, Commander. The view is nice, and the cooking isn't bad for a tin can floating in space. But no offense. I have great views from home, and home cooking is a little more appealing to my palate.
I don't mind her. She's a terra firma lover. I, on the other hand, come for the adventure, so... What's the latest on Rage?
George, pull up the tape package you prepared.
Displaying on main monitor screen.
This was our scout's first image of Rage headquarters. As you can see, the cruiser landed near the supply warehouse, one of the only buildings not destroyed in the explosion. This photo shows the crew unloading a shuttlecraft, and here, you can clearly see the 14 personnel boarding.
Ah, yeah, 13 are wearing helmets.
And it's a sure bet the other is Professor Lin.
This is an infrared photo of the prison. You can see that there are only two heat signatures. They're pretty sure that's Lister and his pilot.
So, prisoner 310?
We believe he was the center of the explosion. The next photo is after the cruiser joined up with Lister at the prison.
I recognize the layout. Dad's cell was about here. From what I understood from him was that Wi-Fi cell was about where this heat signature is.
That's very accurate. We believe that Professor Lin was put in Wi-Fi cell because it was the most accommodating cell in the prison.
Accommodating, as in plush, penthouse suite accommodating?
Which leads us to believe that they want Lin as a bargaining chip rather than a hostage.
Bargaining chip to whom? No one in the IDF has an interest in him.
That's right. He's obviously counting on you returning to save Lin.
And here we are.
Thank you, George.
You are welcome, Commander. Is there anything else?
I need some information.
Yes, Agent Hawk. How may I assist you?
Headquarters is supposed to be assembling our team. Do you have any word yet on that?
A message from Martin State was received a few hours before your arrival. I know they relayed special requests from you and Agent Barnes. I do not have a response from them on any of those requests. Your team is still being vetted and screened. You are scheduled for a briefing within an hour of your arrival.
We will begin our departure procedures in about 40 minutes. In the meantime, I imagine you'd like something to eat, rather than that toothpaste dip food.
You're in luck.
Pierogies?
Not this time.
Please, no chili dogs.
No, the beans would float away. We have a delicacy, peanut butter and strawberry jam.
Hey, Dad. Reading anything interesting?
A little mystery novel, something that would be right up your alley.
How's that?
Oh, just the fact that you're always investigating something, even if there's nothing to investigate.
If you're talking about yourself, that's true.
Well, what if I were to tell you that I was a secret agent and I was spying on the Turks, and that I was deep undercover, so authorities would disavow any knowledge of my mission?
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. You know, that would be easier to believe than you investigating human trafficking on your own and getting jailed in Turkey following a smuggling ring.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
So which one am I hearing? Truth or fiction?
How about I'm not at liberty to say? How about that?
Then Kelly Merritt is on the case.
Why is this so important to you, Kelly? Can't you just be happy that your dear old dad is back safe and sound?
Of course I'm happy you're back. It's just, I can't accept how you got back. It's just the way I am. Why does Kate accept everything at face value? She's the detective. She probably has the connections to find out exactly what happened.
Maybe she used those connections and did find out what happened. Look, enough of this Nancy Drew stuff. Don't you have enough work for you at that law firm you work for?
Oh, there's plenty to do. Home closings, real estate evaluations, wills, settlements. Woohoo!
Well, I find keeping busy is the best remedy for keeping your mind on track.
Oh, I'm on track, Dad. I'm dead on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Holliday. You wanted to see me?
Janet, thanks for getting here so quickly. Please, have a seat. We have some new developments that have just come to light.
Does this have to do with retrieving Lynn?
No, but it's a direct link to him. We've just received word that a radio tower in St. Louis was heavily damaged by an explosion, along with one in Pretoria, South Africa.
And you think they're connected to this recent Rage attempt to destroy our grid system?
That's what we need to find out. Hawk and Barnes should be landing on the Boulder Bar service very soon. Given the delay in communications, we can't expect any help from them.
Since the proton ray was taken out of commission, we can assume this was a conventional explosion. Are there any details on what explosives were used?
Both used C4.
I thought once we disabled the Rage weapon that the FCC and FBI, along with us, directed a thorough investigation of all communication towers for a possible terrorist threat.
We did, and as far as we can ascertain, all towers were cleared of those receivers.
Then we have a faction of Rage zealots carrying out these attempts on their own. But to what end?
As any zealot, they have the illusion that their grassroots efforts will accomplish the goal of Rage. If they can take out our communication system, then Rage can move in.
And because of the secrecy of us destroying the Ray platform and the lack of communications from Rage, they probably don't have a clue as to what's going on.
Very reminiscent of the Japanese soldiers on some of the Pacific Islands who continue to fight and resist years after the war ended. We have no way of letting them know that Rage is gone without alerting the whole population.
This entire plot by Rage had to have some sort of communication system for command and control.
Which is why we need to take the lead on these two incidents. If we can track down the terrorists, we may be able to discover their communications network and bring down whatever is left of these saboteurs. Our office will be responsible for the St. Louis site.
Well, do we have a team assembled yet?
That's why I called you in here today. We'll need our top agent on this. The St. Louis office will supply the rest of the team. Do you have anyone in mind?
There are two that come to mind. Nelson, who is under our control, and Soren out of the Denmark office.
I'm sure we can create a cover for Nelson, but why Soren?
He's worked well with us in the past, and he has firsthand knowledge of Rage's organization. He infiltrated them in Stockholm and was responsible for bringing down Ms. Wong and the whole Rage Tower scheme.
I'll contact Copenhagen and get the ball rolling there. In the meantime, see what you can develop to get Nelson on the case.
With Nelson being a rookie cop, we'll have to make Soren the lead investigator.
We'll set up a cover for him as an Interpol agent working with Homeland.
Well, if we can pass off an Austrian bodybuilder as governor of California, we can make a Dane an Interpol agent.
Well, well, if it isn't Earth, Dynamic Dew, how good to see the both of you.
Malcolm, the pleasure is all ours.
How's it going, Malcolm?
As well as one could expect, Agent Barnes. We've been expecting you. Your luggage and equipment will be taken to your rooms. Your PTM 3000, please.
Here you go.
And here's mine.
Thank you. There you go. Your keys are loaded, as well as the usual information to get around. Now, I believe headquarters is anxious to get right to it. You can see the flashing icon requesting your presence right here in the conference room.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Indeed.
A Agents Hawk and Barnes, good to see both of you again.
Controller?
Did you think after you walked into that STIP a few months ago that you would be an IDF agent and we'd be meeting together on an alien planet?
Not in a million years.
Or more specifically, 25,000 light years.
So, Agent Barnes, are you up for another head-to-head with Wi-Fi?
Well, I held my own the first time with no experience. So, where's our team?
Captain Jocko will be heading up your Marine squad. Your primary mission will be to track down Lister, Wi-Fi, and Lynn, and assess the situation. We want to avoid confrontation, if at all possible. Once you determine his location, gather what intel you can and return here. We'll devise a plan, and you two will lead the rescue of Lynn.
Sounds a little too simplified for me. If we're going for just recon, why the Marine squad? It seems waltzing into Rage's territory with a military escort is like walking into a bullring waving a red flag.
Which is why we've obtained the services of a perfect cover ship.
Cover ship? Who in the galaxy would want to take a ship into Rage territory? The guy'd have to be either a true patriot, or you're paying a crazy pilot a lot of units.
Well, looks like we got the band back together.
Nate?
I vote for the crazy pilot with a big paycheck.
You're the pilot going undercover? Where's your boss?
You mean the ruggedly handsome Captain Rick Rogers?
Yeah, Captain Ego and his charming sidekick, Sheena.
I bought Rogers out. He and Sheena went to Sector 5 to seek their fame and fortune with a new ship.
And you didn't go because...
Yeah, there's plenty for me here. Especially once we rid this sector of Rage and the Muncie Act gets lifted.
So I assume we can refer to you as Captain?
Actually, I prefer Nate. Captain seems too old and formal for me.
Very well. Is the Mercury ready for the mission?
As ready as she'll ever be. With the bonus IDF provided for my services at 310, we're able to make a few upgrades.
About that. I suppose we owe you a debt of gratitude for getting that Rage fighter off our backs.
A debt indeed, which the IDF fully paid.
And here I thought you did that out of your compassion for us.
For you and my wallet.
When will you be ready to go?
Our drive upgrade will be ready for an 8-bell departure tomorrow. When do the Marines arrive?
They're already on site, going through a loadout and their own briefing. Everything will be a go by 8 bells tomorrow.
Well then, there's nothing left to do but tilt a few glasses at Scully's.
If you don't mind, I've pretty much had my fill of that place. I'm going to have a quiet dinner in my room and get some sleep.
Now, Barnsey, I know you could do for a little liquid refreshment.
Normally I'd be right there with you, Nate, but this STIP lag's got me pretty tired. But you're on for a round or two when we get back. I think I'll hit the restaurant for a quick bite to eat and then turn in.
Okay, Grandpa, but be ready to go tomorrow. Now, if there's nothing else, I'll check on the drive upgrade before heading over to Scully's.
Nate? Really? Of all the available pilots, you guys select a no-experienced captain like Nate?
In spite of his inexperience as a captain, he's been with the Mercury for a long time. He demonstrated everything we'll need from him when he rescued us from those Rage fighters. He also managed to tail them back to BSS without being detected.
I think he'll be okay. Besides, we know the Mercury's better than any other ship you might have access to. And thanks to Rogers, Kate here knows all the little secret rooms.
Excuse me?
You know, when the Mercury was boarded and you and Horse had to hide.
Well, let's hope we don't need them this time.
Again, Kate, this is primarily a recon mission. Once we fully assess what Rage is doing and how they plan to use Lynn, then we can better formulate a battle plan. Now, I have nothing further at this moment. Just be ready to go tomorrow.
Will do.
Thank you, Controller. Do you get the feeling that this mission is getting put together on the fly?
I'm right with you, partner. Seems like it's just follow and find out what they're up to.
Exactly. Captain Jocko could take his recon team out and do this without us.
I guess they want me out there to use my developing Wi-Fi skills.
I can see that. But why me?
To improve the view?
Give me a break.
Well, look, I'm sure it's because of your superior skills, and they need somebody in charge, so get your rest. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Just make sure you're ready.
Yes, Mother. I'll turn in early. See ya.
See ya.
I can't
can't believe what's going on now.
What is that, ma'am?
First, they lure away my best agent, and now they want you.
Homeland?
Yes. Apparently, you have some serious skills they need.
And what skills would that be?
Munitions.
Oh, because of my family's demolition business. I am pretty good at dropping a building on a dime, but why would they want me?
A bulletin went out not too long ago directing the FBI and ATF to notify all communication companies to check their towers. There was some sort of terrorist threat.
And they need someone who knows how to implode buildings because...
Because someone did just that in St. Louis, and I think South Africa. Homeland's been tasked with heading up a joint task force to investigate. They need to spread out all over the country to follow up on any leads.
It seemed like they would have checked all the towers after such a threat.
They had, but someone went in post-inspection and rigged explosives. You'll be teamed with an agent from Interpol, working for Homeland to look into the St. Louis bombing.
They can do that?
They just did. Your team leader will be here tomorrow at 0800, so be ready to travel for an unknown period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Chairman.
This is Nelson. What's going on with this joint task force on some tower bombings?
We're certain that the bombers are splinter rage cells. We're not sure if they're a civilian or if some are actually rage members.
It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to blow up these towers. They need to blow all of them up.
And who says they won't? I know it's probably a few zealot members, but we need to investigate.
The call said I'd be teamed up with another agent.
We're sending in Soren. He knows the Rage Network here.
All right, as long as he doesn't try to kidnap me, too.
I don't think you have anything to worry about, Agent Nelson. Be at the warehouse tomorrow morning around 0830 for transport.
Roger that. I'll see you at 0830 for transport.
Negative on that, Nelson. We'll have a car ready to take you to BWI. Soren is traveling under a voucher from Homeland, and you'll have one from the city of Baltimore. So it's a commercial airlines for you.
All right, Dad. Why did you park in the restaurant's back lot and walk to Long Wharf? Why are you headed for Roosevelt's monument? Why are you looking around so much? Why on earth are you carrying a travel bag? Are you meeting someone? Earplugs. You're putting in earplugs? All right, this is really getting interesting. What? The back of the monument? Why on earth are you going to the back? Are you meeting a boat? All right, I've had enough. Dad! What are you doing? Dad? Dad, where did you go? Dad! Oh my God, he just disappeared, vanished into thin air.
Kelly has followed Horace the Stip. How will he explain his disappearance to her, and where is Horace going? What path awaits Nelson and Soren, and how close can Kate and Jim and the rest of the IDF team get to Rage? Find out the answers to these and more questions in our next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Broken Wing.